Hello, it's Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and it's back on the air. You know, we're going to continue our discussion on what it takes to be successful in business and in life. I like to think of my guests as business champions or life champions. They're everyday people that experience the peaks, the valleys, and the detours in life. Maybe we can call it the good, the bad, and the unexpected. I know this is a lot of words to sort of introduce my guests, but it's important that we have some fun and we set some context about the types of things we talk about. When I meet with my guests, I like to think of having coffee with them, like having coffee at like a champion cafe, a life champion cafe, or a business champion cafe. And there's nothing more I'd rather do than sit back with a friend, have a coffee, and talk about life and business and what it takes to be set for success. But first, a little thought. I guess a story, more or less. This Monday morning, I started the day off on my left foot. Let me explain. You see, it was a Monday morning business rejection start off. Practically every call I made was about my proposals or anything I was looking for got rejected, stamped with the big N-O, no. So what do you suppose you do? Well, I reached out to social media and posted on Facebook. And this is what I posted. Started the day on my left foot. A morning of business rejection. What do you do? And here are some of my favorite answers. Sheila Dancro said, go for no. Set a goal of the numbers of no's that you want for the week. Turn it into a game, and then along the way, you'll receive a lot of yeses. You got to like that one. Whoever sets a goal for getting no's and get more yeses. Deary Latimer said, pause, reflect, and then focus forward. My sister Dorothy said, limp, stumble, shudder, suffer, forget about it with a getaway. A change is good. Only a sister could say something like this. But my favorite response of all came from Carrie Pendergast. She said, then switch to the right foot. You know, interesting about that, Tuesday morning was really great. I got a lot of yeses. So I guess I must have switched to the right foot on Tuesday. I do know that we don't like to hear no. Who does, right? And we often say in business that, you know, it's really just a reality of a business. But heck, we just still don't have to like hearing no. I know I don't like hearing no. I actually rather hear yes when it comes to talking to people and trying to make a business deal and make things happen. But often we have to go through a lot of no's to get to a bunch of yeses. So I ask you, what do you do in business and life when you get a lot of no's? Send me a note at richard@braveworld.ca. I'd love to hear your response, and I will put it on the air if it's really good. So you just never know. Maybe you'll get a yes. Today, I'm listening or speaking to two people in business that I think are very successful. They are our Set for Success people today, a Richard Phillips from Federated Insurance and a Joseph Ransett from Vine Communications. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yeah. It's good to be here.
I know. I'm really quite excited because I've gotten to know both of these people in different ways in business. And, you know, Richard, I've gotten to know you a little bit just because we actually endure and volunteer to have some pain during workouts. What are those workouts that we share?
Oh, they're fantastic. We have cardio kickboxing that we do an hour at a time, and we have weightlifting. It's another hour, so we do them consecutively. It's a lot of hard work.
A lot of hard work, and just through that process, Richard and I from Federated Insurance have gotten to know one another, and I started to realize, you know, this is a guy, I think he's sort of set for success. I think he's a guy that's been successful in business and in life, has done a few things. Richard, tell us a little about who you are and what you're all about.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, my name's Richard Phillips. I'm a regional manager for Federated Insurance, which is a property and casualty insurance company based here in Winnipeg. We're a national company. I've actually been around for over 100 years, been based in Winnipeg as a Canadian company for 28 years. Prior to that, I had a lot of other different backgrounds. I traveled quite extensively. I've lived both in Toronto as well as the U.S., Chicago suburbs and Detroit suburbs. Back in those days, I was a beauty supply distributor. So I distributed products like Joico, et cetera. So it's quite a change getting involved in the insurance business. Been married for almost 35 years, have two adult children. So life is pretty good. I should mention my wife is the one who got me into going to the gym where I met you, Richard. So it was kind of exciting.
Amazing how it is that our wives sort of create that situation for us.
Yes, it is.
I sort of understand that. Great motivators. What's good for the marriage, right?
Yeah,
for the
exactly.
Relationship. And good for your life, too.
Exactly.
How long have you been involved in, did you say how long you've been involved in Federated Insurance?
I've been with Federated Insurance for just about 10 years now. So I started with the company in sales in the field. I was already in insurance agent for another company, and then I've worked my way through to be a regional manager. So I'm responsible for sales and customer service for our operations here in Manitoba, as well as Northern Ontario and Saskatchewan.
Okay, so you've got some a nice geographic area that you covered.
Well, it's nice unless you want to go to Thunder Bay in January, and then it's not quite so nice. I hope there's nobody from Thunder Bay listening.
Oh, there might be, actually.
It's great there in the summer.
Great there in the summer. Yeah. In regards to Federated Insurance, you know, what kind of insurance do you guys sell?
We do property and casualty primarily, which would be if you own a business, for example, farm equipment dealers will insure their business, their equipment, and their liability. We're a little different in that we also insure life and group. So our agents are all dual licensed, and we do that through Western Financial, which is right across the street from where we are now. But the company's been around for many years, and we're a subsidiary of a company called Northbridge Insurance, which in turn is a subsidiary of Fairfax Financial, which if you go on the internet or you read about our chairman, Prem Watsa, he's one of the great business champions in Canada. They call him the Warren Buffett of the North.
Warren Buffett of the North. What's his name again?
Prem Watsa.
Prem Watsa. Yeah, so we'll have to check him out.
He's an amazing guy. Great story. But the company has been around, as I say, for a long time. 28 years ago, he bought the company and added it to his stable of other insurance companies.
Okay.
So we focus primarily on businesses through an association group. So, for example, Manitoba Home Builders Association, Canada West Equipment Dealers, Canadian Tire Dealers. So we'll work with these associations, and because we're an actual insurance company rather than a broker, we'll custom design the programs for
your customers and your clients.
Exactly.
You know what? Fascinating organization, a lot of history. It sounds like it's really anchored in the Prairie region, you wish. So there's a lot of history there. So, you know, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the type of products you do, and I guess really why is it so important that businesses have insurance? So I think that would be a good topic for us to cover coming up. It's Richard Landon for Set for Success, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. It's Richard Landon for Set for Success, and we're talking to Richard Phillips of Federated Insurance. And I do have a second guest on here, too, but we're going to hold back a little bit on Joseph Ransett, and he's sitting here patiently just smiling at me right now, and what a good-looking guy, I tell you.
I'm just admiring your physiques because I know you guys work out so much.
Oh, you've heard the first segment, eh? We're talking about working out. If you're just joining us, we were talking about the importance of staying fit and how Richard Phillips and I met in a sculpt or group power classes and kick-type boxing classes, you know. But we only do that to ear, just to let you know, right? We're not actual people we're beating up and stuff. Yeah, Richard, before the break, we were talking a bit about Federated Insurance. We're talking about, the organization, a little bit about the history and just really the tradition and what it holds in terms of Western Canada. But I can't imagine, you know, in terms of industry, like what are some of the key things that are happening, I guess, in the insurance industry now? And I guess also in terms of your clients that would be of a concern or challenges for them.
Sure, that's great questions. Well, first of all, what's very interesting in our business is insurance, as you can imagine, is quite traditional and old-fashioned. So they're fairly slow in many cases to take up new technology, different changes. So what's happening right now in the marketplace is there's a lot of stuff going on in terms of changing into technology. So we're now looking at online insurance. We're looking at expediting the process. With life insurance and group insurance, there's a lot of paperwork to fill out that can be done on an online basis. With property and casualty, which is insuring buildings and business operations, there is somewhat of a challenge because usually you want to see the physical assets that you're going to be insuring. You want to make sure that the business is operating properly, that it's operating in a safe manner. So it's a little more challenging for what we call a property and casualty. But it's starting to change. Our company, we've actually segmented our business into three sections now. We have what we call traditional, whereas underwriting goes actually out to visit. There's Streamline, where there's no underwriting. And the third one is TrueShield, which actually is essentially an online program. We're not the only company doing this. All the other companies in our industry have done this to some extent or another. Some are ahead of us, some are not.
Okay.
But it's actually happening. And the thing about insurance is people always say, you know, why I don't want to pay. I don't like paying.
Yeah, why
it's
should I have
much.
Insurance? Why is that so important? Because I tell you, I'm a business owner, and I've been an serial entrepreneur all my life. And I can still tell you, I do not like paying for insurance. Life insurance, house insurance, car insurance. I mean, it's like being taxed, right?
It is. And we have a saying that nobody likes insurance until they come to work one morning and their building is a smoking heap of rubble.
Yeah, there you
go. And then they want the insurance. And the best possible outcome for insurance is that you buy it and you never actually use it because everybody wins there. That means you haven't had a loss. Of course, the insurance company doesn't pay out, but it just is what happens. And there's very many businesses and people who will spend their entire careers working and not have a major loss that's not so they don't need to worry about coverage. But for all the ones that do that, there's the ones that actually have major losses. You know, I have hundreds of stories about that. One that sticks in my mind the most is one of our clients who on Christmas Eve, their
great
building set on fire, and there was about an $8 million loss. Fortunately, they were insured to value, and we were able to get them back up and running. And to this day, our client calls this the house that Federated built.
The house that Federated
it
built.
It burned to the ground, and we rebuilt it.
They must have should put like a little sign on there or something. Yeah. You should have like asked him if he can do that. Well, every time everybody walks in, they'll see a little piece.
Well,
for
he's
you.
Very. He's. He, we refer to him on many occasions if people are saying, "How is your service?" And we say, "Just phone this guy, and he will let you know."
The house that Federated.
You know, and it's true with all insurance that it's something that you don't want to ever use, particularly the large ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, life insurance, if you use that one,
means that you've demised, right?
Yeah, you're not there anymore. Yeah. But property and liability is also very important.
Now, maybe what we should do is just talk about what some of this stuff is, just in case we have listeners that are not too sure. Like life insurance, I think maybe everybody gets that you're insuring life. Then you mentioned liability insurance. What's liability insurance?
Well, a good example would be what we call a slip and fall. So you're walking to the grocery store and the walkway hasn't been shoveled, you fall and slip and break your leg.
Okay.
A typical slip and fall claim in Manitoba right now runs at about $100,000.
About $100,000.
So if you're a business owner and you don't have the insurance, you're going to end up having to pay for that.
Okay. And then another one I often hear is errors and omissions.
Yes, errors and omissions.
What's that?
Now, that's extends to almost anybody who's a professional of any kind.
Okay.
It means if you
like a consultant, chartered accountant,
doctors,
lawyer. Okay.
Accountants, insurance agents, you name it. So what an error in omissions coverage is if you forget to do something. So for example, as an insurance agent, you forget to put somebody's building on. They have five buildings on the property and you only counted four of them. And then there's a loss there. Well, the insurance company will be liable for that and they will get the money to pay that back through the errors and omissions.
Okay.
So there's lots of different ones like that. Most professions, so if you're a doctor, a lawyer, engineer, that generally comes with your license because they want to make sure that you're covered for that.
I'm noticing a lot more that organizations are required to have errors and omissions insurance. I've seen a growth of it in the professional field in the last 10 to 15 years, especially with working with some institutions and things. So it's been something that showed up.
Yeah, very much so. And it's interesting because if you look to the Canadian insurance industry, what you want to do is look what's happened down in the States 10 or 15 years ago. That's what's happening up here. Very fortunately, we're not as litigious here. So we're not having as much exposure. But slowly but surely, more and more exposures are coming to light.
So this is the type of insurance that your organization provides. And as you mentioned, if I understood correctly, through associations and group insurance, and then is that correct?
Well, errors and omissions generally, for example, as a licensed insurance agent, we pay for it. Mm-hmm. Ourselves.
Yeah, okay.
And doctors and lawyers would do that. But it's just protection against them doing something wrong, either an error or they forget.
Forget something, which is an omission.
Yeah.
Right, and just making sure that everything's okay. Yeah. You know, we've been talking to Richard Phillips. I don't know. My name is Richard Lannon, so I just paused for a second. I going to say? Richard Phillips of Federated Insurance. And just really talking about, you know, where the organization come from, the tradition, and his career in terms of how he grew it, and then just the different types of insurance or kinds of insurance that organizations and even individuals should consider. You know, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to have a dialogue with a gentleman by the name of Joseph Ransett. Now, Joseph is an interesting man, interesting character, and he's known around town. He's also a new author. He's the president of Vine Communication and a new author. We're going to talk about his book called Get in the Game. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan here, the Set for Success and what it takes to be successful in business and life. You know, part of being successful in life, I think, is finding a winning approach that helps you set and achieve your goals, whether it's in business or in life, I guess, you know. But often people have challenges. We all have challenges. There's many peaks, valleys, and detours on the road to our success. Sometimes we need to just find ourselves getting stuck. Other times we lose focus, and maybe, just maybe, we need to establish direction or reestablish direction. We find that people need to work together, unravel complex issues, make better business decisions and make better life decisions, and establish that common direction. Yes, that is what being set for success is all about in your business and life, is having that conversation of what it means to be successful and working through a structured approach to engage your people and transform your business to greater success, thereby transforming your life. When we return, we're going to continue our conversation with my guests today, Joseph Ransett of Vine Communications and Richard Phillips of Federated Insurance. We're also going to do the Set for Success tips, the things you must do in your business to be successful. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hey, it's Richard Lannan. We're back here, and this time my guest is Joseph Ransett of Vine Communications. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Richard.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. You know, Joseph, I'm really quite excited about something for you, because I had the opportunity, I think it was a few months ago, to celebrate with you the publishing of your first book. You are an author.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, you actually put some words on paper and everything. Now, you have a book actually called Get in the Game, and I think it's something that basically people should read. So you got to read this, Get in the Game, and Joseph Ransett is one of the authors. Tell us about the book, and you're actually hanging out with some really cool people. Who are you hanging out with? And then tell us about the book.
The book is a collaboration with a number of leaders in the business arena, and I've just been lucky to be thrown into the mix. But, you know, some of the headliners on the book are Kevin Harrington, original shark from Shark Tank, and Laurel Langmire, who is the author of the Millionaire Maker series, five-time New York Times bestselling author. So the book really is, you know, a bunch of thought leaders and experts contributing, you know, their bit on how to get the most out of business and life.
Now, I understand it correctly, and you're a thought leader in the sense of purpose-driven marketing. And I guess I understand that you've been involved in the internet marketing since about 1999, and a number of social media campaigns have been highly successful, even stuff being represented in Advertising Age and on Fox Television. So is that where you're sort of coming in with your level of expertise for the book?
Yeah, you know, I started in digital marketing in 1999, and you know, got into the nuts and bolts of that, and you know, was fortunate to be in the right place at the right time a number of times. But you know, my passion has always been is people.
Okay.
You know, understanding how people make decisions and how do you use that for good. And I think in the marketing industry, you know, we have, you know, this scary degree of knowledge on why do people do what they do. And generally in the marketing industry, we use all of that to engineer a transaction. How do we take people on an emotional roller coaster so they feel the feelings that we want them to feel, so that they will take the action we want them to take, which is generally swipe your credit card here so I can take your money.
And you got to like that. I mean, we're all, Richard, you can lean forward on this one too. We're all business people here, so we all like to make a sale. Would we all agree with that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right?
You know, and I believe that profit is important. That's what makes us sustainable. Mm. You know, if you aren't turning a profit, you won't keep doing what you're doing. However, what I've also discovered is that in my study of those who've had the biggest impact on the planet, they were driven by more than just a transaction, that they used that same knowledge, that same understanding of how do people operate, how do you bring people together for a common cause, and instead of engineering transactions, they were engineering transformation.
Yeah.
They were changing the way that people saw the world.
Now you mentioned, you know, people, right? Can you provide some examples?
You know, a lot of the work that I do is based on the blueprint, you know, followed by Gandhi and Dr. King, and you can see it in the lives of so many others. You see it in Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, you know, Jesus, other, you know, religious leaders and icons. Anyone really who's started a movement for good or for ill has followed a couple of, you know, very observable steps that each one of us can replicate.
So obviously that beckons the next question. What are those steps?
Well, if you look at it, the first thing is that they were all inspired by a big idea. And to take the one-hour discourse and distill it down into 3 seconds, you know, a big idea is not that aha, eureka moment. A big idea is big because it's bigger than ourselves as individuals. It's something that unites people while still allowing room for their differences. And it's something that we're willing to live our lives for and even, if need be, give our lives for. So the big idea. The second is a clear message. You know, I teach marketing and PR at the University of Winnipeg, and I'll often put a slide up of Dr. King, and I'll ask the students, what is he saying? And they all answer, I have a dream.
I have a dream. We all know that expression.
We know that. Yep. It's so clear. We don't know all of what he said in that 16-minute and 46-second speech, but we know the essence of it. So it's something that people can get. And the third thing was an army of advocates for the cause, evangelists who are willing to spread the message for you on your behalf in your absence.
Okay, those are some key things, actually, in terms of the marketing overall. Now, you just mentioned about your three-step blueprint and everything. What else can you actually tell us about purpose-driven marketing?
You know, really, I think it's about understanding the analogy of when you look at the Olympics, and take, for example, Usain Bolt, when he ran that 100-meter race. You know, he won the gold medal, and he set all his records. How far did he run?
Oh, yeah, that's actually a really good question. And I think you and I talked about this previously, probably over a cup of coffee. What's the answer to that question?
Well, the immediate answer that comes to mind is he ran 100 meters.
But
he didn't.
No.
You know, he ran probably about 115, maybe 120 meters.
Yes.
And often in business, we look at, you know, running to the finish line, whereas purpose-driven marketing is about saying we're driven by something a little bit bigger.
Yes.
We'll run through the finish line. But the finish line is almost a byproduct of something much bigger than that.
Than what you're after. And I think that analogy works because the idea that, okay, at 100 meters, you're really running 120 meters. So you're looking beyond is almost like saying, you know, shoot for Mars and get the moon or something along that line.
Exactly.
Yeah, that kind of concept. Now, I understand that you've had some interesting successes. You're just coming hot off the tails of TEDx, I think it was.
TEDx Winnipeg, absolutely.
Yeah, and how did that go yesterday?
Yesterday, we wrapped up our fifth year of TEDx here in Winnipeg with our best event yet.
Okay.
And it was just a brilliant, brilliant experience of bringing together some brilliant minds, sharing some ideas we're spreading and seeing, you know, a community come together and unite behind it.
Yeah, and that ties really nice into your purpose-driven marketing and ideas we're sharing. Those connect really well for you,
you know,
overall.
I believe that there's an inner yearning within all of us to do something meaningful and impactful. And when we find what that is, you know, it's invigorating and it fills us up. And the TEDx, you know, platform is just one great way that we as people can come together and take a meaningful message to the world.
Now, going back to your book, Get in the Game, I mean, this book is just chock full of all sorts of great material from great authors and yourself included. If somebody wanted to talk to you a little bit about how marketeers will save the planet, so to speak, or purpose-driven marketing, how would they connect with you?
JosephFrances.com. A great way to connect with me. I'm very active on social media, so if someone's on Twitter, feel free to reach out to me that way. Can get a copy of the book at McNally Robinson.
Yeah, always good to go to McNally Robinson and buy a book. Let's support our local authors. I'll support that right away.
I believe the best way to change the world is starting in our own backyard, and being stewards of what's happening locally is a great way to do that.
Ooh, hold on to that thought, because I have this whole backyard type thinking that's involved. This is Richard Lannan, and you've been listening to Set for Success, and that was Joseph Ransett of Vine Communication. We're just talking a little bit about his book, a great book, Get in the Game. So if you're in business or in life, we ask you, get in the game. Hello, it's Richard Lannan back for Set for Success. By the way, if you want some more information about me, Richard Lannan, you can go to setforsuccess.ca and it'll bring you to my website. Lots of stuff in there about being structured, engaging people, transforming your business, and the interesting work that I have the opportunity to do. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there. This segment here, we're actually going to do, and I know I'm going to repeat it again, the Set for Success tips, the things that will create success in your life and your business. And I always like to go to my guests for this. I'd like to get them to give feedback here and sort of go with the 1, 2, 3s, the things we must do in our business to be successful and in life. So Richard, Mr. Richard Phillips, I'm going to start off with you from Federated Insurance. Give me your first one. What is your first thing on being successful?
Well, I think the first thing to be successful in business is find the right people.
Yes.
Treat them nicely and keep them with you.
And find the nice people, treat them nicely and keep them with you.
Nicely.
So how do you treat them nicely and keep them with you?
Well, you treat them fairly. You pay them the right amount of money to keep them happy. But I think it's much more than that. It's set up an entire lifestyle and an entire concept that this is a place that you need to stay.
Yes.
And the company will provide you with what you need and what's available.
As an organization, I'm curious, can you give us an example of how you actually treat your people well?
Sure, we do. We have a lot of we spend a lot of time trying to look at ways to improve the lives of our employees. Right now, as we're speaking, we're doing an engagement survey, which we do every 2 years, and we ask every single employee in the company a series of questions. It takes about half an hour to go through. And based on this, the results, we will change the way we do business. So, for example, a very quick one is we used to start everyone off with a two-week vacation, then they graduated to three.
3 weeks, pretty standard traditional.
Now we have 3 weeks right off the bat.
Okay.
A couple of things like that. So we're constantly trying to find things that will make our people happy. You can't keep them all happy.
No, but...
But the idea is to do that and then to compensate them for performance, which is another
very important piece. Okay, so we got the people side of the equation and finding ways to do it. I like the idea of going to your people, doing a survey and asking them to give you feedback and doing the best with the information that you get because, I mean, realistically, there's only certain things you can do, but finding ways to make it happen. Joseph Ransett of Vine Communications. So what is your tip for our listeners?
You know, really, in everything that I've seen is it all boils down to personal power.
Okay.
And that is really rooted in our habits of developing a greater degree of self-discipline. And that comes through ritualizing the things that you want to improve upon in a day-to-day basis. And so for years and years, I would make these New Year's resolutions, and I would come out the door, guns blazing, and by February or March, I would be done.
You can make January 2nd.
That's right. Depending on the resolution.
You're doing real well.
Some happen that way, for sure. But what I've shifted to over the last couple of years is incorporating micro-habits.
Okay, so what's a micro-habit?
So, for example, I started off with a resolution to say, I will do push-ups every day. Not any certain number of push-ups, but period, I will do push-ups. Some days, you know, it gets 50 or 60, you know, push-ups, you know, fine. Some days, I do one or two, as long as I can say I've done my push-ups. And what's interesting about that is I started off many times of saying, I'm going to do 100 push-ups every day without stopping. And I failed, and I failed, and I failed, and I failed. Until I said, I'm going to do push-ups no matter what. And after time, every day I do push-ups right before I go in the shower. And
okay.
I can meet my goal that I failed at for years now because I started doing it small, one step at a time.
Became a ritual. Well, discipline, ritualizing things, I mean, that's a real challenge anyway. And I love the word discipline. It's actually one of my five values is discipline. And I think it's one of the things in society that often we lack. And it's something I wish, you know, and we're not talking about discipline in a negative way. We're not talking about, you know, spanking or anything like this. We're talking about self-discipline in terms of disciplining yourself to achieve the things that you wish to achieve in life.
You know, we live in such a credit card society of, you know, get it right now and don't worry about it. This whole BK mentality of
unless
have
you're
it
me.
Your way right away, right?
Yeah.
And I think that you know, those conveniences that we see, you know, with things like the credit card, the microwave, you know, smartphones, we have to see that there's also, you know, every ray of sunshine casts a shadow and to see that, you know, we need to develop it from within.
Fair enough. You know, Richard, I think we have enough time for maybe one more from you. What would be your second tip?
I think my second tip goes along with what's been said already is the discipline needs to be there, but people should be thinking a little bit longer term than they usually do.
Yes.
Especially the younger generation now because they've been brought up in instant gratification industry. They watch television. They see all of these things. And so they think that I can get everything today.
Yeah, I want an ice cream. I want it now.
And we always look at people. Yeah. And we say, look at how the journey is going to be further down the road and the steps that you have to make to get to that one. Don't just go to the very first step. And I think that when we have people that are looking in that direction, then the bumps along the road don't become so overwhelming for them, and they continue on the same direction.
I think that's almost similar to what Joseph was saying about purpose-driven marketing in many respects, because when you're looking in the longer term, I mean, I think you probably have a better sense of purpose, the things you want to achieve, and so you make very different decisions. Wouldn't you guys say?
I think it's exactly kind of that down the road. I remember learning to drive, and my mistake was I was looking right over the edge of the hood.
Yes.
And when doing that, you're weaving all over the place. But when I got that counsel of look to the next mile, the car just started going straighter, and it's exactly in line.
And the same thing, too, and it's very much like that. And we all know when you're driving a car, if you use that analogy further, if you look to the side, that's where you go, right? So I guess the lesson learned is you always got to look where you want to go, not where you are at this point in time, right? And that's a great analogy. Richard, I'd like our listeners to know if they want to chat a little bit more with you or anything, how would they connect with you and Federated Insurance?
Sure. The best way to connect with me personally is at my email address, which is richard.phillips@federated.ca.
Okay.
And, of course, to get on to see Federated, it's federated.ca.
Federated.ca,
yep.
And that would bring them into the website.
That's our website, yeah. And that would be the two best ways to communicate with
Joseph, you have a website for Vine Communication, don't you?
Yeah, it's vinemultimedia.com.
Vinemultimedia.com. You know, this has been quite fascinating. These are great tips that we've just covered off. Invest in your people, know where it is you want to go, and, you know, have some self-discipline along the way. What do you guys think of that for the next tips? Send me a note at richard@braveworld.ca. I'd love to hear your feedback. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to just sort of close off the show and everything. So this is Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. It's Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we've been talking to Richard Phillips of Federated Insurance and Joseph Ransett from Vine Communication and his book, Get in the Game. I always like to sort of end the show with a sort of a final thought and give my guests, you know, that 15 to 25 seconds to say something. So, Richard, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, one of my final thoughts is we've talked a lot about business and what to do to be successful. And I think that there's another component to that, and that's your general life.
Okay.
And I think it's important to have fun. You need to be enjoying yourself, whether it's at work or at home. But enjoyment of life is what will help you to have more success.
More success.
And I think you have more friends, more family, and lots of things happen because you're happy.
From there. Yep. That's sort of a Winnipeg thing. Joseph, final thought.
I would say that if what you are doing doesn't leave you satisfied at night, that you can go to bed without a sleeping pill, and it doesn't make you excited enough that you can wake up without an alarm clock, you need to either change what you're doing or change how you're doing it.
Okay, so basically have friends, have fun in life, and
be passionate.
Be passionate and change,
love what you do.
Love what you do. I think these are really great final thoughts. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success. I hope you enjoyed the program. I want to give great thanks to CJOB and just listen to what's coming up and stay on the show. You basically make it a great day. Thank you for tuning in.